Give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden reaches of secret places, what wisdom is and how she came into being, I will relate. I will conceal no mysteries from you, but will track her from just beginnings and bring the knowledge of her into the open. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beast. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids to call from the highest places in town. Whoever is simple, let them turn in here. Walk in the way of insight. It is I who am you, and it is you who are me. And wherever you are, I am there. But I am sown in all, and you collect me from wherever you wish. And whenever you collect me, it is your own self that you collect. I will again make instruction shine forth like the dawn, and I will make it shine afar. I will again pour out teaching like prophecy and leave it to all future generations. I wish I could show you, when you are lonely or in darkness, the astonishing light of your own being. Come to me, come to me. We'll sit in meditation now. peace she is before the break of dawn. Are there any questions? What I read to you earlier was a compilation from many different traditions, just so you know what that was. Yes. I think someone has a microphone for you. This woman.
Lynn, last year when I was here, you talked a little bit about the different layers or the different chambers in the heart that you, when you have, you do the heart meditation of your tradition. And I just wondered if you could talk about that a little bit more.
Mm. Well, I guess the way that I speak about it now is that if you can imagine that your chest is pure consciousness, and there are these subtle centers in consciousness, the heart, the soul, the secret, the hidden, the most hidden. And they act like attractors in a way. They're receiving centers. So when you sit in meditation and you make your intention to turn towards the eternal light or towards the beloved or the divine presence or to Allah or God, they get activated. For some of you, you know, you may not be aware of this. You might not have very much activity in your chest yet. But as you continue to sit and the light comes into consciousness or into your heart or your soul, or they start to become activated, and then, and as these veils that we speak about start to be purified and the heart gets cleansed, they're actually receiving centers for this grace that Llewellyn was talking to you about earlier. It's also where revelation happens. guidance comes, insight, intuition. So I don't know if that helps or not. There's a whole science around these subtle centers. What color light that comes. There's a prophet for each one of them. So there's a lot of information. But it'll come to you if you just sit. And I'm assuming most of you do turn your attention inward, either towards your heart or maybe some of you are still here, but it's unusual for a Sufi to still be meditating there. But are there any Buddhists here? No? Most of you do a heart meditation? Yeah. Yes. You'll need the recording this.
So I had this image come to me of rough seas and kind of drowning, and there's a place of me that can let go to drown and sink down, but there's still there's a place that then is still not surrendering, but struggling more with submission. So there's something, it's not open, expansive surrender, but this really painful place that frames it more as submission. And I just feel like the weight of the ocean on me. So even though there's some layers of letting go, there's still a place of holding that is, wanting air and feeling so much pressure.
Mm-hmm. On my journey, I spoke about something similar where the air is actually taken.